Shalom, Dodi. I'm Nadia Bat LL Leon, and I hope you are having a wonderful day today. Please join me to pray and invite the Lord to come and be with us this day. Father God, we thank you and we give you praise. We lift you up and we thank you for today. Today, we believe that all things are possible to them that believe. And we ask you to forgive us our trespasses and lead us not into temptation. And we pray that whatever sins we have forgiven, we have committed, you have forgiven us. Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Now, Dodi. Shalom, Dodi. I'm Nadia Badella Leon, and I pray you are doing well. And today, I believe that all things are possible to them that believe. And what are you believing for today? Belief is very powerful indeed, but not everybody can boast of belief. I was asked a question. Can you laugh under pressure? And I thought, of course I can laugh under pressure. But the point is that it is easier said than done. Because the Word of God said that we have to rely on Him for everything. So in pressure, we don't always react the way we think we could react. But you cannot really tell until you are within the storm, you see. And when you are in the storm, you cannot run. You have to stay focused and you have to keep on moving until you leave the storm behind. If you are already within the storm, two things can happen. You can choose to stay in the storm or you can choose to walk out of the storm. You walk out of the storm and the storm will be behind you. Now, I want to share this with you and says that the Word of God says without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That's Hebrews 11 verse 6. What are you believing God for? What are the impossible things in your life that you are believing Him for? But in order for you to believe Him to do things for you, I have one simple question. What is your relationship with Him? What is your relationship with Him? Because in this world, relationships are forming all the time. Good relationships, bad relationships, non-existent relationships. And it is the same with our Elohim. When you form a relationship with Him, you are literally saying, I trust you and I want to depend on you and I want to live my life in a way that will be pleasing to you. So, are you doing that? Have you committed your life to Him? Have you given yourself to Him and knowing that He will help you and He will lead you in things and in times when you really need Him? The times we are in are very, very troubling. And if you do not have faith, it is very easy for you to lose your balance. And let me tell you something. The Word of God says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You need to hear these things, these positive reaffirmations and promises. You need to go into your Word and start reading them. And affirming them. And when you affirm these things and when you speak these things, faith becomes alive inside of you. Things that you never thought possible begins to become possible, begins to manifest itself. So let me tell you this. According to James 1:6, he says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So, beloved, today I'm challenging you to trust him and not waver in your faith. I hope that you are having a wonderful day and this message ministers somehow to your heart. I'm Nade but El Elyon. My email is nadeni1@gmail.com. nadeini1@gmail.com. And my Cash App is VNKOTEY with the dollar sign in front. I pray that you are doing fabulous after this, because every single time we trust the Lord, he helps us no matter what. We never leave him the same way we came. Shalom.